Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're well. Thank you for joining me today. We're going through limiting beliefs, how to rewrite them, how to identify them, what are they, and how to dissolve them. So this is going to be really powerful. I've been in the sort of limiting beliefs, self-development, etc. world for about 10 years now. And this new way that I've, I guess, developed through learning, investing, consuming other people's ways of dissolving limiting beliefs has been truly profound for me. And I'm going to share some stories about this on this podcast today. So I really look forward to this. If I can ask you one massive favor, if you could just like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, it really means a lot. Share this with someone if you get value from it, but wait until I finish until you do that. And guys, enjoy this podcast. So first and foremost, what is a limiting belief? A limiting belief, I guess in its essence and in its name, it's a linguistic limitation that we have consciously or subconsciously about ourselves. Things like, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, success is hard, I don't deserve this, I'm not enough, I don't deserve love, love is scary, money is evil, money doesn't grow in trees, or whatever. Like, there's so many, and we've all got them. I had one that I dissolved in a exercise I did a while ago. It was that I don't know. That was the belief. I don't know. So it's like, I wanted to start a business, but I don't know how to do it. I want to start taking on clients, but I don't know how to do it. So this belief of I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, kept limiting me in my life. And so I've since changed it to everything is figure outable. I can figure out anything and everything can be solved. And you can see with those two different beliefs, two different lives, because our beliefs, they dictate everything. Most people, this is why I love the work that I do. Most people, they focus on solving the symptoms. Like, people can't lose weight, they focus on that. People, they can't make money, or they're self-sabotaging, they're plateauing, and they look for the tactics and the systems and the processes which play a part. That's important. You need that too. Success is two things: 20% skill set, 80% mindset. Most people focus on the skill set because the skills are easy. Let's use weight loss as an example. Losing weight is not fucking complicated. Let's be real. It's not complicated. It's stay in a calorie deficit, get some good sleep, drink some fucking water, and do some exercise. Like, it's not that complicated. If you have very specific goals, then yes, you get a little bit more specific and it gets a little bit more complicated. Like, if you're an Olympian, you're going to train a little bit more detailed than someone who just wants to lose 5 kilos, right? So, but the tactic and the skill of how to lose weight is simple. It's so simple. Jump on Google, jump on ChatGPT, and it will tell you how to lose some weight, all right? It's not that hard. But why do most people struggle with it? It's in their head. And if we go a little bit deeper, it's the beliefs that they have. And they might not be aware of them, which is most of our beliefs. A lot of them are subconscious. So that's what a limiting belief is. Now, let's go a little bit deeper to that. If you go to, okay, well, what's a belief? It's language. That's all it is. It's language. It's the coding that we have in our computer, which is our brain. It is our mind. It's our conscious subconscious. I like to use the analogy, or the comparison of a computer. You've got a computer and you've got the hardware of a computer. You've got the screen, you've got the keyboard, you've got the mouse, you've got the chips and all this sort of funky stuff that goes into a computer. You've got the hardware, the physical parts of the computer. But then you've got the coding, the software of like all the coding of what makes things work. Like, if I click on Google Chrome, the coding of whatever's in there is going to pop it up. It's going to look the way that it looks. But if you have the wrong coding, it's not going to open properly. It's not going to work properly. It's like having a virus on your computer. A limiting belief to me is like having a virus on your computer. It's not going to run optimally. It's going to shut down. It's going to freeze. It's going to overwhelm. It's going to overheat. And if you kind of use those comparisons to yourself, everyone's done everything I've said. Everyone's been overwhelmed before. They've shut down. They've got anxious. They've got overloaded. Like, we've all been there before. So for me, I love to tackle the beliefs and the mindset of things because the tactics are fucking easy. They're simple most of the time. Again, the more specific you get, the more tactical you need to get with what, I guess, the skills that you're looking for. But for majority, 95% of the world, most things you're wanting to achieve are quite simple. It's spend less than you earn, invest the difference into yourself and then into investments that appreciate. Do that for a long period of time, you have a lot of money. And learn how to increase your earning capacity. Like, those are the basics of how to make more money. Most people don't do it. Most people live paycheck to paycheck and stress about money. But why don't people go learn about money, go invest in themselves, go start a business? Because they've got these fears. I'm not enough. If I stand up, I'll get shit on. I don't want to be a failure. Whatever. I'm not enough. There's all these subconscious coding that's influencing our thoughts, our actions, and our results for our life. So, I'm getting a little bit off track here today, but let's keep going. So, you've got these coding inside of you, and we pick them up at the youngest of our ages. There's literally data to support that you pick it up literally in the womb space. So, if you've got these energetic transmissions of beliefs and pain and energetics, it can literally get passed through to you through the womb, which is pretty crazy. That's not my sort of area of expertise, so I don't really dive into that too much. But you get it picked up as you grow up, and you're more moldable when you're younger. It's at 0 to 7 years old phase where you're the most moldable. It's where you don't have your frontal cortex that's been fully developed to have that analytical thinking where you can question things. You believe in Santa Claus because you got told Santa Claus exists. You believe in the Easter Bunny because you got told it was exist. You got told that babies get carried in from whatever the stalks, and that's where babies come from. And you believe it because you just got told it. You don't really question anything. But as you develop your frontal cortex and as you learn your beliefs at that younger age, and your beliefs are always changing, they're always moldable as you grow older. But as you get older, you're more likely, or you've got the capacity to challenge things, to question things. That's why there's the quote, which is not true, that you can't teach old dogs new tricks. That's not true, but there's truth to it. It's harder. It's harder to teach old dogs new tricks because you've got 20, 30, 40, 50 years of conditioning of that old belief that isn't serving you. So I'm sort of going around in circles before we get to the point of this. But another way I like to, the way I've downloaded this and really started to see this is the ego. And I talk about ego a lot. I'll probably do a podcast specifically on the ego. But the ego for me is the identity that we have of ourselves, of who we are. And I picture a mummy, so a mummy with all the bandages all over us. And all those bandages are beliefs. They're all the linguistics of who we are, who we need to be, the money we need to make, the car we have to drive, the body we have to have, the look we have to be good enough, to be successful, to be loved. And all of those things I just said are complete bullshit. It's a complete lie because the ego is a facade. The ego is just something we've made up. I've never met a baby who thinks they're not good enough. I've never met a baby who thinks that they're not loved. I've never met a baby who cares about other people's opinions of being shamed or being embarrassed. Like, I've never met a baby. You'll see them when they get older, when they've picked up those beliefs of other people, but you're not born with those beliefs. You pick them up. You get told them from your parents. What's wrong with you? You ask yourself, your kids, that question, they're going to fucking give you an answer. One of the worst questions you can ask your kids, what's wrong with you? Stop asking your kids that question, because you're literally, they're giving themselves a limiting belief, because you ask anyone a question, they're going to give you an answer. So the ego for me is the identity, which is accumulation of all the beliefs, all the narratives, all the linguistics that we've picked up throughout our upbringing, and it's who we have to be or who we are. And the challenging thing about the ego is it always wants to be right. Listen to what I just said. It always wants to be right. If you believe you're not good enough, then it will make that true. You will start a business and you will fail it to prove that you're not enough. You'll attract a relationship that is not the right fit for you, that makes you feel shit and you get cheated on and you go through all this pain and you self-sabotage it to prove again that you're not enough, that you're not lovable, that you don't deserve it. The ego always makes it true. It always makes the belief it has, which the belief is a lie, it makes it true. That's why it's so fucking destructive. It's so fucking slippery, and it's hard to see the forest through the trees. That's why it's important to have a coach and a mentor and to do meditation and to do inner work. But you can see how dangerous this is. One of my first limiting beliefs when I first sort of got into this world about 10 years ago was that relationships equal pain. Now, I saw my mom and dad physically, mentally, emotionally abuse each other. I saw a lot of pain with my friends. I grew up in a football environment. And a lot of my friends, and this like hits me to say this, but like my friends quote friends, we would, in the football world, would go out and party, and they would literally cheat on their girlfriends, and then the next day at school just lie to their face. And it, like, it fucks with me, and I hate that. It'd be like, I don't like that. And I had all these references, and I told myself a story that relationships equal pain. Relationships are painful. Can you wonder why I was fucking single for so long? Because I was scared to get into a relationship because my ego believes relationships are painful. So I'm going to not open up. I'm going to be shut off. I'm going to not commit. I'm going to be shallow. I'm going to whatever, because I'm proving that that belief is true. It's quite fascinating. I love these conversations. I love this topic. That's why I'm so interested in it. So long story short, the point of this conversation is, how do you rewire them? And that's the point of this conversation. How do you rewire these limiting beliefs? Beautiful conversation. Now, there's an exercise I do, and it's more detailed because I do it with the individual, with the clients I work with. But you want to find, where did that belief originate from? When did you first pick up this belief that you're not enough, that you're not worthy, that you don't deserve love, that you're inadequate, that you're dumb, you're not pretty, you're ugly, you're whatever the belief is? Where did it come from? Who did you first pick it up from? Was it mum? Was it dad? Was it siblings? Was it cousins? Was it teachers? Was it ex-boyfriends? Where has this belief originated from? And you want to link both pain and pleasure to this exercise, because then you want to, and you want to play along with me, find that time of where it first came from. And I want you to remember the age you were. And if you just ask your subconscious, you'll come up with a number. Might be 7 years old. Let's say you decided when you were 7 years old that you're not enough because you failed at a game of sport or a test or whatever, and mum and dad were disappointed in you. You did your best and it wasn't enough, and you've decided that you're not enough. I want you to feel the weight of that for a fucking 7 year old, for how many years you are to how old you are today. Say you're 37. Feel the 30 years of weight of holding on to that belief and that limitation. I use the example, if I was to get you to stretch your arm out and hold a cup of water, it won't be that heavy, will it? But why don't we wait a day, wait a week, wait a month, wait a year, wait 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. At some point, it gets fucking heavy. And that's what these beliefs and linguistic limitations are doing to you and to everyone on the planet. And again, it's not real. It's just what the ego has created because we're doing the best of what we have. We just, that's the game of life, of healing, of unraveling this straitjacket of what the ego is. So anyway, so I want you to feel the weight of that I'm not enough for a 7 year old, and feel it for 20, 30 years, however long how old you've been holding on to this for. Now, this is the part that really shifted for me, and I've started to use this with my clients a little bit more, or a lot more. I've used it every day since I've really had this realization. Instead of just saying, okay, what's a more empowering belief, which is my old strategy, and I still do that. I still do, that's still an option I use. But what I do now is ask the question, what becomes available to you in the absence of that belief? What becomes available to you with the absence of that belief? It's not there. What becomes available to you? And if you're following along, you're actually doing this exercise, you will feel lightness. You will feel freedom. You will feel love. You will feel abundance. You will feel enough. You will feel whatever. Why? Because the absence of this limitation, which is your ego, when it's not there, what's left? Your authentic self. And our authentic self, which comes from source, which is divine and infinite, doesn't believe it's not enough. It believes, it knows we are infinite. We are gods in the flesh. We can create whatever the fuck we want to create because we have the capacity to do so. And so with the absence of that limitation, that's what shines through. I use the analogy of your light shines brightest when you let it shine freely. By removing this limitation, your light shines through brighter and freely. It's pretty powerful. And I'm just starting to do this with my clients a lot more, and I'm having these beautiful breakthroughs, these beautiful healings, and it happens. And again, then a rising tide raises all boats. You're better in your business. You're better in your career. You're better with your relationships. You're better with your kids. You're better with your health. There's another cool little story that I had with a friend the other day. He did a session like what I'm talking about, and he had this crack. He struggled to lose weight for so long. He's relatively successful with his business, makes good money, drives a nice car, he's got a partner, he's married, he's got a beautiful son, but he's always struggled to lose weight, always struggled to crack it. And then he had this realization of what was the benefit of him keeping on this weight. And it was this ego, whatever. It was this limiting belief. But his dad, when he was younger, cheated on his mum. Very painful, right? And then he got a lot of attention because he was an attractive gentleman when he was younger by a lot of women. And then he got married, but he had subconsciously that he does want to cheat on his partner because he saw his dad do it. So he subconsciously didn't lose the weight because he didn't want to increase the probability of him doing what his dad did to his mum. Now that, if you sort of listen to what I said and go into that, that you can see how the ego is and the beliefs, the limitations, everything we're talking about are so deeply rooted that if you just focus on the symptoms of like trying the diet, trying the personal trainer, trying the new gyms, trying the new workout routine, but deep down you believe that you're not enough and that you believe that if you put on lose weight, you will end up ruining your relationship and your marriage, then it doesn't matter about the fucking tactics. This is back to what I was saying. It's 20% strategy, 80% mindset. You can give someone all the fucking skills on the planet, all the opportunities, and you have it. You have the internet. You have ChatGPT. You have fucking YouTube. You've got the strategies to build whatever business, whatever life, whatever body, whatever relationship you fucking want. It's all out there. If you do not address the subconscious limitations that we all have, which is just the ego that's been developed over all the years of pain and stories and limitations and whatever we've been through, the accumulation of everything you've been through up until this moment in time, all of those deep-rooted limitations of I'm not enough, I'm inadequate, I don't deserve it, I can't have it, I'm not enough, in whatever variation of it that you have, it will stop you from ever having it. You will self-sabotage. You will get in your own way. You will fuck your goals up. And I've seen this so many times. It's crazy. So I hope this made sense. I hope you got some value from this. So be aware of your limitations, your limiting beliefs. Be aware of what triggers you. The triggers in your life are revealing these wounds and things you haven't healed through. And that's where we pick up a lot of these meanings and stories that we develop. So that's where your triggers are your gifts, because the triggers are giving you the awareness of where the healing can be done. Then we follow the vein, we find the moment, we rewire it by feeling what becomes available with the absence of it. Profound, really powerful. I hope this helped, guys. I hope you got value from it. If you did, comment down below, share it with someone, please, if you got value from it. It's my mission to coach and heal and coach a million people to live a life that inspires them. That's my mission. My purpose is to heal and raise the consciousness of the world. And I do this one video at a time, one post at a time, one client at a time, one podcast at a time. If you're interested in working with me, if you like my vibe, you like my energy, you're looking to do the work on yourself, go to the caption below. There's a link for a free strategy call. It's with me personally. Only booking if you're ready to do the work. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here today. Have a great day. See you soon.